2 Chronicles 22. The inhabitants of Jerusalem made his youngest son Ahaziah king as his successor. For the troops who came with the Arabs to the camp had killed all the older sons. So Ahaziah son of Jehoram reigned as king of Judah. Ahaziah was 42 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, a granddaughter of Omri. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor in doing wickedly. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, as the house of Ahab had done. For after the death of his father, they were his counselors to his ruin. He even followed their advice and went with Jehoram, son of King Ahab of Israel, to make war against King Hazael of Aram at Ramoth-Gilead. The Arameans wounded Joram, and he returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds that he had received at Ramah, when he fought King Hazael of Aram. And Ahaziah, son of King Jehoram of Judah, went down to see Joram, son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was sick. But it was ordained by God that the downfall of Ahaziah should come about through his going to visit Joram. For when he came there, he went out with Jehoram to meet Jehu, son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to destroy the house of Ahab. When Jehu was executing judgment on the house of Ahab, he met the officials of Judah and the sons of Ahaziah's brothers, who attended Ahaziah, and he killed them. He searched for Ahaziah, who was captured while hiding in Samaria, and was brought to Jehu and put to death. They buried him, for they said,
"He is the grandson of Jehoshaphat, who sought the Lord with all his heart."
And the house of Ahaziah had no one able to rule the kingdom. Now when Athaliah, Ahaziah's mother, saw that her son was dead, she set about to destroy all the royal family of the house of Judah. But Jehoshabeath, the king's daughter, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's children who were about to be killed. She put him and his nurse in a bedroom. Thus Jehoshabeath, daughter of King Jehoram and wife of the priest Jehoiada, because she was a sister of Ahaziah, hid him from Athaliah, so that she did not kill him. He remained with them 6 years, hidden in the house of God, while Athaliah reigned over the land.